Welcome back to episode numero 51.
I
don't think that's how you say 51.
No. You started it with cinco.
Yeah, 5-1. I've just said 5-1. Number 5-1.
That was right.
But I don't. No, I don't think it is.
Spanish.
The wonderful, the bambino, Becky.
Joking.
No one's bothered about her.
Literally nobody gives a shit. We only need this one angle for today's podcast.
Can I just say, you literally said scraping the barrel. Do you know how sad it was?
Who's scraping the barrel?
About me.
I said, Bambino, do you want to come on? We're absolutely scraping the barrel.
But hey, I got a beer, so we're fine.
Yeah. You got a Bex.
A Bex.
That's quite funny that you buy a beer named after yourself.
After myself. They actually named it after me.
I think that's a bit tragic that you've gone and bought yourself a beer. I didn't trying to make that joke.
It was given to me.
By
him.
What's his name?
Yeah. He's introduced himself a few times.
I know. The man with the plan. The one and only...
Steven. He does look a bit like a Steven, to be fair, you know.
I'm sorry, I'm really bad today.
His name's BTS Alex.
BTS Alex.
Yeah, but he's actually like his first name is BTS. And
I get what it is because you're ginger like it is, Steven.
No.
No, but it means behind the scenes.
Yeah.
We're educating people.
You got that one.
We're educating people.
Yeah, it's
just keep drinking, Becky.
Yeah, just keep going.
We've got a minimum of an hour and a half. That's what we contracted you for. That's what we paid you for in beer.
Paid.
Well, yeah, in beer.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Our presence alone is of great value.
Do you know it actually is? I'm not taking the piss. It is.
Yeah, thank you. A lot of Jamaican dollars.
Oh, wait. We'll talk about the Jamaican dollar thing in a minute.
Yeah.
But first, why do you drink so much?
Why are you a raging alcoholic,
it's
Becky?
It's called being just depressed. Wow. No, I'm joking. I'm not. That was a terrible joke. I'm just partial to a pint. Always have been. I'm from Wales.
Partial to a pint.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right, okay.
In Wales, they don't drink anything like soft drinks. I don't know what that was.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't drink Coke.
I grew up drinking, you know, a baby bottle full of Stella.
Right. And would you say that that's probably like your biggest personality trait?
Absolutely.
Is that you drink a lot of alcohol.
But it was KSI and now it's pints.
Oh, it was
which
KSI.
Which is so bad. I just, any video I put pints in, it does well.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do then?
Keep drinking. Just keep drinking.
You know, it's funny because that is almost the same issue we have with this podcast. The whole set and the whole theme is alcohol.
I love it.
And biggest issue is that every single week we say, we're trying to restrict our drinking to the weekends only. But the problem is we have filming every single Tuesday or Wednesday.
It's hard life, isn't it? It's really hard.
It is tough.
We're getting paid to drink. Is it really that hard?
I've realised something with you guys is that you give your guests drinks. Yeah. By the end, you're getting so much out of them.
And
they are oversharing.
They
are. Those YouTube clips. I was like, how has he got her to talk about
that? Keep going. Get him another Sambuca shot now.
And I'm sat there like, I'm going to go on this.
I feel like Becky.
Don't look at me like that.
Stop
looking at me like
that. I'm looking at you like that.
We'll do a Sambuca shot then,
yeah,
right? Okay,
come on.
Here we go. Oh, and just like the bottom of the barrel,
it's
bottom of the
empty.
Sambuca.
Oh, is that the last? Is that the actual last of the Sambuca for all of us?
There is plenty in here. Please don't get it twisted. Right, we do. What? There's a rogue bottle of water just like in amongst the glasses.
Killing the vibe.
Yeah, put that on the floor or something.
Yeah. And you see those little glasses there. Would you mind passing?
I tell you one thing, it's very strange that in this bar for 51 weeks we've never shot glass.
Yeah, it's true actually. Considering we do shots.
Do you remember when we first started this podcast and you used to pour Sambuca out for me and the guests and he would pour himself a tiniest one and then me and the guests sat there with like two double shots.
Oh,
no. He got caught on camera as well doing it.
Really?
The comments were like, Carl's fisted both of them.
Yeah, see? So can we get a zoom in on this one, please?
That was a classic.
Right, by the way, I'm just inspecting our bottle here and there seems to be some white specks. Is that
just
normal?
Sambuca, man.
Right. Okay. Right. Well. Whatever.
I don't care if it's mold or not.
No expenses spared.
Yeah. Just don't.
I'm a bit worried about the amount we have.
Yeah. We can balance this out. Let's balance this out.
Of course.
Do you want me to do vodka? I'll do vodka.
If you have to.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Okay.
Oh wow.
That's about right. That's it.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Cool.
We're on the same amount.
Wait. Hold that up.
No.
Oh no. That's all right. That's all right. That'll do.
Okay.
That'll do, donkey.
When was the last time you went a full 24 hours without a drink?
Oh, come on, fella. Yeah, I'll get you that.
No, that's a terrible question.
Seriously, though.
Did you see my face then?
Me and Chip have said that there was probably a time for about 6 months me and Chip genuinely didn't go 24 hours without a drink.
Yeah.
But we reckon you might actually be longer than that.
Yeah, no. Honestly. Did you do sober since Sober September.
I did. Chip flopped it off the bat. He got 3 days in and went, this is no fun. I said, it's not supposed to be fun.
I went to a party and everyone was drinking. I was like, fuck this.
What are you supposed to do, stand there?
I told myself, exactly. I was like, right, I'll make it to midnight. And I did just that. And that was enough for me.
Yeah, fair.
And the way I walked in and I was like, boys, I'm having a drink. And it was like a cheer. It wasn't really, but...
It was just loads of girls that's how I thought
it would go in my head. Like, I'll go in and everyone like, oh, he's done it. You know, like, well, yeah. Bullshit. I'm not fucking leaving.
People just passing each other bets under the table.
Yeah, I thought you fucking had him.
All right, well, cheers to sobriety. Podcast. Oh, yeah. I mean, the Fellas Podcast.
Yeah. Yes.
51 weeks in.
51.
One left to go for this season. Until our big announcement on the 26th.
Big announcement.
Big announcement.
Is it a baby?
No, it's not that. It might be. We're adopting a small
child. I hate vodka shots.
We
always have two separate conversations on this podcast, you know?
I've thought this. You've got to watch it twice. Yeah, One time to listen to you, second time to listen to you.
Chip's having to chase that down, Mary. Struggs. That was Struggs.
It's just a mold, isn't it?
The mold. Here we go.
You like that slide? Classic. Light me up.
Well, there we are.
I picture you being a woman that goes into the local when you're like 50, just sit down, you've got a tab open and everything. They don't even say anything, it's just straight away, they know what beer you're getting, and you're just in there from like 4 till 1.
Yeah.
You're on the fringe.
That's like the dream life. She was like, fuck, I hope so. I fucking hope so.
It was
so.
Like the, you know, when you sit down and watch the sunset, that's your life.
I was just like, I'm back in the room. Yeah. So I used to work in a pub shop. And I got fired.
Nobody saw that coming.
I got fired because I was drinking with the customers.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
See, I would argue that's great customer service.
Because I was sitting down with them, cheers. Yeah, and I looked up and I was like, we had a new boss. And I was like, that's probably not what we're supposed to do. Supposed to probably be serving the food and stuff, but cheers, guys. Yeah. Everyone was gutted. I was a household name.
And then naturally, you just transition into being a YouTuber off the back of getting fired from your pub job.
Absolutely, yeah.
That was. How long have you been making YouTube videos for?
Too long. Yeah,
it isn't too long.
It is too long. I used to do it when I was like in year 6, you know what I mean? I was
old. So what, 2013?
Yeah.
What year are you in now?
What year am I? 2021.
But we've just been handing her like underage drinks here. Just, fuck.
I'm 16.
Oh, right. Okay.
Surprise. No. How old?
Just
was
Theo
I?
Comes out from behind.
Look at you. So I was 16.
He didn't poke his head around the corner.
Back off, Theo.
Sorry, where were we going with that? What were you saying? So you started.
Yeah, I was young. I remember, like, in school, always that person who was doing videos, idiot over here. Uh-huh. Don't do it in school.
Were they bullying
do it in school,
you?
But don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't tell anyone, but they found out and
It's inevitable, though.
Yeah,
that's what happened to me as well. Did you do it in school?
No.
No, uni?
Uni.
Really?
You had to drop out because of it. No, but you did actually drop out, though.
I actually stopped doing YouTube videos for a while because I was just bevving too much at uni.
Really?
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, no, I need to get back on these FIFA pings.
You're itching for it.
Yeah,
the coin sponsors, how am I going to pay for these?
Ali kept messaging me like, come on, lad.
Let's do it.
FIFA needs you.
FIFA needs you.
What sort of videos did you make to begin with?
Oh, my God. It was like 10 things about British people.
Wait, so that was like, who was doing that around that time?
The History Channel. Was it Joe Weller
those times?
I think he was the first person I watched and I was like, yeah, he's funny.
You are kind of, well, like, you, I can see the similarities between you two. You're very bubbly personality.
When internet melts era.
Mm.
Yeah.
Those are the classics.
You know, when you had to go on and type in like 10 things you hate about school and then just read them out in a funny way.
But people in, like, I think Marcus Butler made some videos that. Yeah. Like, it was quite the trend back then to do that. Like, yeah. But thankfully those days are long gone.
Did you ever try American candy?
Oh yes. Spanish candy, Japanese, all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, you made those videos?
I was in there.
Did you do the chubby bunny challenge?
I did.
Yeah. Of course.
I like to think I did, but I'm really
You definitely did.
I must have done.
I was always just 2 steps behind everyone. Oh, hello.
Sorry, guys.
Okay.
No, the best is when you can taste his burp.
I can.
No, no, I'm saying the best moment is when that burp travels across the desk, okay, and then you get a nice flavour.
I'll save one up for you. Don't worry, it's coming. It's these Copperbergs, man. They go right through you.
I know, Copperbergs, that's an interesting choice.
No, and you're judging us for it, and that's fine. And that's fine. But what you have to understand is we are currently having to cram in several podcasts this week because me and Chip are going global.
Yep.
Where are you off?
Jamaica.
And 500 quid is 100,000 Jamaican dollars. So I'm going to be rich out there.
It's true. Yeah,
so I'm going to withdraw like enough to be fucking a millionaire.
How much would you have to withdraw to get a million?
$5,000.
Yeah, love it. Yeah, and that's why you're on this podcast, because your math is just phenomenal.
Come on, baby. Come mushroom. On, what? Yeah, when you do the thing, mushroom.
So, we're off to Jamaica, and we're actually off there because we have to, in order to get into the US, which is our final destination.
Okay.
Right? Sounds quite dramatic, but we'll get into that in a second. Mm-hmm. But in order to get into there, we have to do 2 weeks quarantine in a country that isn't the UK, because supposedly the UK is just like
quarantine in Jamaica.
So, yeah, so we're thunderstorms quarantined as well.
Nice.
Yeah, we've managed to pick what is known as the worst time of the year to go to Jamaica.
Yeah.
And you're probably thinking, and everyone else is probably thinking, oh, well, you know, I'm sure there'll still be some sort of sunshine.
No.
No. It's all hurricane and thunder and lightning storms. That's, but exciting, that's just the way it is there. So it's going to be like that for the 2 weeks. So we're going to Jamaica to sit in a hotel room to look out.
You forgot the most important bit, fella. All inclusive, free beds.
It is. Okay. We are not paying a penny.
You sorted it.
Yeah,
we're not paying a penny, which is fantastic. God. Because then after that, we are off to Sin City. Las Vegas.
I was gonna say all of them then, but
you two in Las Vegas.
Yes, we're going out there with another YouTuber. I don't want to say why in case we get into trouble, but we're doing like a brand thing out there. Yeah.
Oh, another YouTuber.
Yeah.
Surprise, guys! I'm going to Las Vegas.
Yeah, we're taking
me.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
No, I'm not.
Couldn't think of anything.
I am old enough.
Imagine
to
having to do how 2 weeks with 23. Her.
23.
But you're 16.
Well, who knows?
Fuck it, Theo, go leave. Every time we met, Jesus Christ, you don't have to poke your head around every time.
Taking too much smoke today.
Wait, how old are you?
I don't know. 23, 24?
Yeah, 24, bro.
Absolutely.
But you're 24 in November 17th. What are you getting him for his birthday? Go on.
You're not 23.
How old do you think I am?
You're 26.
And you're fucking spot on. I love that.
Yes.
Becky. Come on.
And you're 25.
What?
That's no, no, man.
He's 28.
28?
Always rated you, bro. I'm not 28, I'm 27. He's going to be 27 in a month. I've got to give him a birthday present. What should I get him? I was going to get him a mold of my cock.
No, that's a genuine present.
Yeah,
you
I
can
know.
Actually do
I know, because I know
that.
You'll get use out of that.
You know, and not only that, but there's nothing worse than getting a present you know you're not going to use as well.
So exactly. Like,
that would, and wait, and yours goes to the left, right?
It goes to
I've
the left.
Had an itch on the inside on the left as well. I'd like
there
to
you go,
that
man. There you go. I did say I'd get you a small present this year, but...
You
already know.
Jesus.
Would you have a boyfriend?
I do. Yes. Can you believe that, by the way?
I was surprised.
Miracles happen. Yes.
Yeah.
Would you be okay with receiving that as a present? Would that be like if you got that as a present? I'm not too sure.
Kobe right there.
I think that's hilarious.
You think
that's
hilarious?
Really funny. I think that would be like a
that is a
ha
present.
Ha, and he'd probably be like, oh,
why are you laughing
why
at
are you
my
laughing
cock?
At that? But no, that'd be funny.
That would be funny. Because you can actually do the reverse in which you can get a mold of your vagina. Because a lot of porn stars do that.
Yeah, I don't know if I would do that though.
No.
Never seen one of them before.
Would you not if he came to you and was like, yo, straight up, would you would you be I would like this as a present? I'm going away for a month.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And I'm like, are you willing to how
that's
does it work?
Intense.
Do they just shove like mold inside
I don't know,
your
man.
Vagina?
He
like
just
how
wants
does
to
that
mash
happen?
Up that silicone naan or whatever
yeah,
it is.
But my question is the process of getting the inside of your vagina molded. How
this
does
is
that
what
even
I
work?
Mean. Boys have it easy, don't
I don't
they?
Know.
Look, you're not
clasp.
I'm not putting anything
is it candle wax?
I think it might be.
No.
I think it's like hot and then it goes cold.
What?
And that's going to be...
So, sounds like you're experienced in this field. Myself, I don't...
I'm not experienced,
no.
But
that's
I think
interesting.
I know someone's...
You know of people
friends.
That
you could, so they suffer good. They suffer like £154.99.
We've spoken about it. If we did
£154.99.
I hate being on here. I hate it because when you have the shot early in the podcast, then
it's
Chip is just a fucking write-off.
It's not even like that. I had a Big Mac before.
You did.
Yeah, to like line the stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to do that.
Well, I knew that Becky was coming on and I knew she's a raging alcoholic, so
yeah. Not only that, but she likes talking about molded cocks and vaginas.
Yeah.
I brought that up.
You did, you did.
Absolutely.
But your boyfriend, you did a video recently that
did
I watched.
Did you watch
it? I watched bits of it.
I've heard about it.
Yeah.
Why bits of it?
Because you get to one bit and then just like a boring question comes. I'm like, well, I don't really care about the answer to that. And then so you go to the bits that I was interested
right,
in.
Right, okay. Yep.
And there was some interesting stuff. Mm. But who is it? He's in a band.
He's in a band, bro.
He's in a... Yeah. Do you know what? That's so classic Becky, I almost feel, you know?
I know. Everyone's like, fuck's sake, Beck. But yeah, no, he's great.
Is he a sound bloke?
Oh, he's my best
What's
friend.
What's her
Absolutely.
Band called?
It's called Since September.
Oh, love that shit.
Stream
love
that you go.
Love all of it.
Yeah, no, they're smashing it. They won Little Mix The Search. I don't know if you hear of that show.
Yes.
But they won it.
Yeah, they won it. And cool. you did a video with Early Doors with Little Mix.
He looks... This is what happens, right? We get How our did I know that? Done.
You like that? Was that spot on with that, Becky?
Yes.
You're just looking at... Yeah, it was...
No, because you want to know what happened that was so funny when we had Millie T on the podcast, right?
Oh, no, come on.
Was it a little bit beforehand, we get that document through on everyone and what they get up to.
So
and,
you don't
like,
research me?
No, we do. It's a team effort. Yeah, it's a team effort.
100%.
And someone said in the thing, and I'm looking at him now, and he said to me, oh, yeah, that's Morgz's ex. Girlfriend.
Oh,
and so
what was this again?
Yeah, in the podcast I go, so let's talk a bit about your ex Morgz.
Oh my, have I not seen this?
Wasn't that it? No, it was Harry.
Who was that with? Yeah. Who was that with again?
It was with Millie T.
Oh fuck.
And then Millie T just goes, no.
Even I was sat there like, what? What's this cap?
Yeah. And I was just there like, oh right. And it was just really awkward.
That is so
that is funny.
That was perfect. Good. You couldn't have said anyone better.
Yeah, so but I am right in saying that you did do a video with Little Mix. Little Mix are on the ropes right now. Actually.
Are they?
See the trouble.
Yeah. It's Jessie. Jessie, am I right in saying that? She's been called out for blackfishing.
Yeah.
Oh. Have you not seen this? So
I
she did a music video this. And they felt that she was blackfishing in it.
What?
And so people
I've not seen it. I've not seen it. What she said back?
Nicki Minaj sort of jumped in and defended the girl. But then, I don't know, mate. It's messy. And to be honest with you, we're going to get ourselves in hot water. So I don't really want to talk about it.
Absolutely.
But I just thought I'd let you know that Little Mix right now are on the ropes.
Well, I think Little Mix are doing well, but the whole drama's on the ropes.
Didn't she leave?
Doing well.
I thought she left Little Mix, that one.
Yeah, Jessie. She did.
To do her own solo thing.
Yeah. So see, I do know my stuff still.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta stop because I'm sinking on left and right here, bro.
Yeah. And I feel bad because the audio viewers are missing out on chips.
Yeah, sorry. So if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Deezer, whatever, I am sinking pieces of my wrapper of my recording
into there. And at the end of it, he's gonna down all of this with the wrapper in it as well.
No, that's not happening.
Nice. You got anything exciting coming up, Becky?
That's what happens when we run out of questions.
Yeah. We're already finished. That's the interview. All I had was the Little Mix.
We were just kind of winging the fact that, you know, we're getting drunk.
I got anything exciting. Do you know what? For the first time, not really, which is so good.
You enjoy not having
a chill time.
I don't know if you get this, but I feel like when I get an email through or anything, I'm like, fuck, I'm so scared to open it because I'm terrified of doing things like, this is okay because I know you guys.
Yeah.
But when it's anything like... stuff I've done before, I get terrified.
Really
like bad, yeah.
So what, like a branded shoot or something?
Yeah, the Foot Asylum ones. Oh my god.
Oh, the locked in. We actually had Sharky on last episode.
Yeah,
he was amazing.
What a guy.
Honestly, what a sound guy. And he was on Locked In. What was your experience of Locked In? Did you enjoy it? Were you on there from the beginning?
Yeah. It was the hardest thing I've ever done.
What an ordeal.
Oh, it was an ordeal.
Wait, why was it hard? Aren't you just dicking around for
a week? You're dicking around, but you're in a house, right? It's December, so the sun's going down at 4 o'clock, right? You don't know what the time is. You don't have any phones. You can't just
listen
to
they didn't let you know the time or the...
Nothing.
Was it a nice gaff at least?
It was a lovely
gaff.
You
know,
but you all slept in the same room.
I remember watching clips, but I can't remember a nice house or not.
Yeah, it was lovely.
It's like a big barn.
Big mansion or something.
Converted barn, it looked like to me.
There was 10 of you in the same room, one shower. Cameras everywhere. And also, right, I'm very like, I want to know what everyone's thinking about me all the time.
Really?
I didn't have a clue. And like, they were coming in and putting like hate comments on the screen. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Nah, that shit is not good.
So wait, you mean it was the stuff that other people had been saying. You wanted to know what other people were thinking about the show and you didn't know.
I fully was coming out of that show being like, well, I've been canceled. Love you guys.
It must have been quite scary. Did you, were there a certain, when it came to, because what we asked Sharky was a sleeping arrangement.
Yeah.
Was that not weird? To me, to have all those people sleeping in one bed, it's the same with Love Island, how everyone just sleeps there. Oh. Was there not parts of it you're like, this is just a bit weird?
This is really weird. Well, I had Eleanor in there, Eleanor Neal.
Yes.
She's amazing. And so I was like, I'm going to sleep on the end. She's sleeping there. I'm sound. And then I turn around, there's a fuck off camera just watching me sleep. And the pictures people have are so bad. I look like E.T.
Well, I drool when I sleep, so yeah. I'd have been finished. Because I'm there, because I'm like that. I'm there like fucking Darth Vader up in a room, right? And so imagine there, I'm just drooling. And when I wake up, I've got to do that thing where you like that. Oh. And I'm like, right, I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready for the day.
It is like a good top up in the middle of the night when you need a drink, though.
Yeah.
Flipping it all back up.
Yeah. Shit. That still has the taste from the kebab I had for dinner.
What? You know what?
So.
Yeah, no, it was intense. And also the lights come on in the morning like that.
Oh, what
so
time?
You're just caught out. I don't have a clue. You don't know what the time was.
But it's like Big Brother Love Island, where they just force people up.
Yeah. No, they do that in Love Island as well, though.
I don't know if I could go on this show.
It was, like, I'm glad I did it, but also, Jesus. I remember coming out and, like, FaceTiming my dad and being like, Dad.
Really?
Are you still there?
How long were you in there for?
Post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, literally. We were in there for 2 weeks. That was it.
I would imagine that would feel like a long time. Like,
because at one point we forgot the days and they were messing with us, being like, you've got 7 days left. We're like, no, I thought it was five. Oh no,
that's a bit wild.
So you just get an extra 2 days added on to
but
your
it
misery.
Wasn't even, yeah. Oh my God.
Did they let you go outside into a garden or anything?
There was
it's got to be a garden at least. That would be beautiful.
There was a little like sitting area outside, but when you like sat down there was like just the whole crew just stood there watching you. I remember me and JMX would sit out there like this. All right.
Could you smoke? Were you allowed to smoke?
Off camera.
Oh, off camera, yeah. Right. Yeah.
But not on camera.
But not
so.
On camera, yeah.
Just a little insider.
Ooh, treats.
Damn.
Wow. Mm. Would you do it again? Money was right.
Okay, so this is an interesting fact for you. On the last day, we were all talking about if they doubled the money and said, would you stay for another 2 weeks? We all said no.
Really?
We were like, absolutely not, because we were like, I need to get out. I need to know what people are saying about me. But now I would.
Now you would.
You would go back on now.
Oh yeah, since I went in there.
That is
chaos.
Yeah. Well, they're starting up. He was saying they were starting up the new season soon.
Yeah.
Not in that then.
No.
Did they give you bebs on the show?
That was the hardest part.
No alcohol.
No alcohol. But on the last night.
Yeah.
Off camera, they walked in with this box, and I was like, please tell me that's what I think it is. And they opened it, and it was just full of beer.
Oh.
I was crying
over the beers.
Oh my God. Yeah, because I find it hard to be like top form when I'm not had like a pint.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, like in your videos.
Takes the edge off.
Yeah, it does. And especially when it's 10 people and you're all going to outperform each other. Yeah. My God, it was chaos.
A question we asked Sharky as well was, did he witness any porking that went on in the house?
Oh, everyone thinks me and Mike had something going on in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they tried to force that whole story. Mike's comedy.
Oh, yes, have heard that name, yes.
Yeah, but absolutely not. There's some shots where, like, the next day I watched it back and I was like, that literally looks like we slept together, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We did not. There was nothing like that.
So, there was no hanky-panky.
No hanky-panky.
Which is interesting. Because I was saying, I hope in the next season...
There's something going on.
They got to make it interesting. Like, it will happen. I think it will happen in the next season because they'll realize that sort of stuff sells an entire show.
Oh my God, it'd be so funny.
Wouldn't it?
Because I walked in and we were doing like the room tour. There's just condoms everywhere. And I was like, where am I?
What is the show that I'm on?
It's like, mommy's watching this. Oh my God, yeah.
Do you know anyone that's going in this time around? You don't have to say who it is, but you do know
it's
people.
Really good.
Really?
It's really fucking good.
Oh, don't fucking gas me like that, bro.
Oh, man.
We've done this show so much free promo.
Can we get like some sub counts or anything?
Absolutely. Oh, they're all a lot bigger than what we were in the last time.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's big YouTubers. So. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Oh, sorry.
I'm Alex going in it. I never thought you would.
I could see I'm Alex going in there.
I'm Alex would definitely be in there. I'd be willing to put good money on him.
Yeah, I could. I reckon he's going.
I'd love to see one of like your guys in there. We think we're so funny. Like, I don't know.
We
would
messaged
you ever
us.
Do it?
Yeah, they did message.
They
we,
messaged
we said
us.
No, but
you said no.
We asked if we could be. It. Yeah, we asked. I replied saying no, but we'll be the presenters.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to hustle
we'll present it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll but. The bag has to be there, bro. If you want me to chill in a house for 2 weeks with people that I may or may not like. I don't know.
Oh my God, yeah.
Then I'm the, you know, the money has to be.
It's, it gets smaller every day, yeah. I'm telling you.
I hope they change that alcohol rule.
Because
they won't
because they couldn't show it. Yeah. I don't think they had license or something.
Is that, but, I was going to say, because on Love Island, there's a rule, isn't it? It's one or two glasses of wine a night or something, and or four beers. I think that's what Jack
found. Something like that.
I think it would have been, I thought there would have at least been
one or two beers a night.
Because that's what they're after.
Yeah, because that last night, Jesus, it all came out. Oh my God.
Was that the Jack mate?
No, that was beforehand. I was halfway through, yeah.
I haven't watched it, so I don't know what happened on the last night.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't shown.
Oh, it wasn't shown. Was it all fireworks on the final
chaos.
Night?
Wow.
I remember just sitting
come
on,
come on, please give us a bit of goss. Do you need another Bex by any chance?
Yeah.
No, it was funny because I was like, they are showing this right now. This is happening. But it wasn't even shown. There was one point, I won't name names, but there was a vacuum cleaner going around the room into people's fucking heads like that.
Wait, hold on a second.
I don't know what's about.
So someone's getting slapped around the head with a vacuum cleaner.
Nearly. She was like, oh, well, I said.
She was crazy,
but yeah.
Fair enough. And so, yeah. So yeah, well, that's the thing. With a bit of alcohol, everyone just sort of, so that good. Dutch courage comes out.
Yeah. But it was a sound group. It was really nice people.
Oh, yeah. You still in contact with any?
Most of them. I saw Mike's and Bash the other day. Bash is the funniest person. You need him on here.
Yeah. So I actually saw one of his TikToks that came on. He did like a Squid Game one. And it was really funny.
I don't know. You might have seen it. I'm familiar with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
he's got like 7 mil now on. I think 7 mil.
What, on TikTok?
On TikTok, yeah.
Wow, what
he's
a legend.
He's banging. He's so good. So,
yeah. Well, that's another thing. I like the fact that they still went ahead with it. Because when I heard the people that were involved, I was like, oh, it might not do well. But they've actually put quite a bit of production into it.
Oh,
like,
my God,
it was
so
really
much.
Good.
Yeah, they had this guy, bless his soul, watching the whole thing and just writing down like times that something interesting happened. And the first night we stayed up all night talking about like everything. You're like a little sleepover.
Yeah.
And the next day they were like, just so you know, we heard everything that you said last night.
Oh, Jesus.
And I went to the room and I was like, please don't show that. And I had to wait 2 weeks to find out if they actually did.
Do you reckon that you can, so if something happens, right, that you really didn't want shown, do you have any control over it? Can you go to the producer and be like, look, please do not show this?
There was one, I can't remember, I said something about something or other, yeah, vague.
Something
vague. So you said something you didn't want out there.
I didn't want out there at all. And I went straight down to the room and they were like, I said, I don't want that in. And they said, no comment. And I was like, oh my God. So the rest of the week I was like, fine. Then I have these moments where I was like,
that would make me want to leave because I'd be saying shit left and right. You know, I'd be out for a day.
But that's also the point, you know?
Yeah, fuck it.
It drives
isn't
crazy.
It? You know?
Yeah.
Have you been offered to go on any other shows?
No. I don't think I would.
Really?
I'm not really into... Yeah. I think that was funny.
Just any other like TV thing. Programs? Is there one out there that you would actually... You look at and you go, I actually would like to do that.
I would love to go on I'm a Celeb.
Really?
Obviously, I would never.
Would you eat like the crickets and do all the challenges? You reckon
I would
you'd
be
do
fine
it?
Eating.
Yeah.
But oh my God, when they're like in those little things and they're...
Well, claustrophobic.
On them. Oh,
like
when
you're crawling through the water and it's just full of bugs.
Yeah.
Oh,
I would be the person who's screaming, crying. But I'm voted in every week.
Is there a particular. Oh, wait. Was it when we had Katie Price on? Yeah. So Katie Price had a.
Legend.
She came on. She was amazing. Mm-hmm. And she said that in I'm a Celebrity, they all get to choose one thing that they wouldn't want, like they strictly won't do. Right,
and they won't actually do it.
I think that's what she said.
Oh,
they said,
wow.
Yeah, there's one thing like okay. So. There's one thing that and you definitely won't do that. But Kate Bryan said, oh, she had. Let's just say it was a fear of heights,
mm-hmm.
Right? So they didn't make her do like a bungee jump or anything. But she had to instead. They like remixed it and they did a twist on it. So it wasn't technically a fear of heights, but it was something along those. So they took that and just remixed it.
Yeah,
and then she was still doing something that she didn't like. But yeah, she said that you do get that one thing that you wouldn't want to do. And what would that one thing be for you?
Spiders.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I hate to do that. Like, oh, but it is 100% spiders.
I don't know.
Like, anytime there was a spider back in my house, like, I remember so well. There was a spider in my bed once at home.
Yeah.
And my dad came in. I was like, Dad, there's a spider. Couldn't find it. Right. couldn't find. Imagine it's gone. Yep. So then for the next 2 weeks, I slept downstairs.
Oh my God.
No.
And then I moved to London.
And then you moved to London. You're like, you know what? This spider, that's a spider's
house. You got evicted off a spider.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, you take it, love. Enjoy it. No.
Just got to set the house on fire at that point.
Do you reckon it's still there?
Probably.
I had a spider nest in the corner of my room once.
A nest.
I'd woken up and there was a bunch of small black dots in the corner of the room. I went up close to it. So many small spiders and then the big one.
The big daddy was just chilling there like, these are my little bitches.
But just know that my mother vacked all of them up.
Really?
Okay,
it's a dog eat dog world and I know that's a family and all.
But, the game is the game.
You picked the wrong place.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't come, this is my territory.
It's Manchester as well, like.
Yeah, you know, I can't say anything. My mum was a copper as well, so she had the law. She had a law on her side.
Isn't it true that if you like hit a spider, like sometimes all the kids will come out?
If you hit a pregnant one, right?
I've seen TikToks of that, yeah.
Wait, hold on a second.
It probably shouldn't hit a pregnant spider. But
So you lot are saying if you hit a spider, they just respawn with five.
If it's a pregnant one and you can, like, all the other mini ones come out.
Cap, it has to be cap.
I think that's legit. Either that or me and Becky are clueless, which also is very likely.
True. Wow.
Yeah.
No, but mine would be snakes.
Yeah, you don't like snakes.
Are you alright with snakes?
Yeah, I'm alright with snakes.
See, this is what I just don't
so
understand.
Interesting for me.
Because this is so, and I've spoken about it so many times, but I just don't understand how you guys can be okay with something that, you know, would very, very easily kill you. Whereas a spider, unless they are a very rare poisonous type of spider, they're not gonna do anything to you.
No
All it's
way.
Gonna do is walk across
not
you like that.
Not a snake in the world that could kill me, Chief.
I watched this mad one of one in Indonesia, yeah? I swear to God, it was wow.
That would be even easier for me to kill because it's not even a fellow countryman. I'd have no problem.
You hold no loyalty to him because it's an Indonesian python.
If it was a British snake, there'd be some guilt there.
Because it was an Indonesian giant boa.
Nothing to do with you.
Chin it, no problem.
Yeah, different territories, man. Different postcode, you know what it says.
It's an op. A Southeast London snake, no problem.
That's lit in the foot of Salem House. You're not.
Oh, was that a thing? You also do a lot of stuff with Chunks and those guys on. Is it still Foot Asylum or is it like
Foot
JD?
Channel,
Yeah.
Is it JD? Behave yourself, Foot Asylum.
Oh wow! Oh, that's when you know the contract is correct.
She's
out here slandering the ops.
JD.
Yeah, so Foot Asylum.
Yeah.
You do lots of stuff with those guys. I love it because you are sort of like the, and don't take this in the wrong way, but you're sort of like the clueless one there that's been stuck in a situation, and they almost have their own language, and you're just there trying to understand what's going on.
No idea, absolutely no idea. We did like a restaurant thing, and I was put with Darkest Man, the funniest person in the world. What's he saying? Does anyone know? Because everything he said, I was pissing myself, and I was like, I don't know what this guy is on about. He's really funny.
Yeah,
but the humor is so different. Like, the things I say, and they don't understand sarcasm, like anything.
Do you not think
Darkest
so?
Darkest doesn't know.
No.
He's like, no way.
Darkest Man is one of the funniest guys.
In person, exactly so the same.
Really?
If not funnier, yeah.
I love people like that. It kind of reminds me a bit of Stephen Tries as well. Like, you watch Stephen Tries and you think, oh, okay. And you're like, is it scripted? Is it not scripted? But then when you meet him in person, you realize this man is just raw sexual talent.
That is not what I was thinking,
but you're right.
It is unfiltered sexual talent.
Yeah.
I wish he would move down to London, but he won't. He lives up in Manchester.
Manchester. Oh, yeah, he is.
I don't blame him. It's cheap living up there.
Yeah. Lives in Salford or something, doesn't he? Do you like his postcard as well?
I really like him. He's funny.
What's the plan with the YouTube videos? Are you just gonna keep drinking and doing crazy shit?
Yep. No, I'm doing more with like production teams now.
Ooh,
which is
nice.
Fancy.
Because I just feel like there's not many girls doing like actual big videos.
There
you know what I mean?
I would, if you could pass this message on to your fellow female creators, sort your shit out.
Yeah.
It's quite poor, to be honest, Becky.
Yeah, no, I know it is. And I watched the video with, I think it was Olivia Neal.
Right.
I think you asked her then, and she was like, oh, I think it was Saffron, maybe. So that from Barker?
Yeah, it
yeah.
was.
Oh, it could yeah, have been
Barker. No, you are a Fellas fan.
I do watch the Fellas. I do. I love that. I'm here, look.
Yeah. Defo didn't see a TikTok clip. 100% watched yeah. the whole thing for like, that point.
It's like, no. Yeah. No, but like, I want to do more like stuff like this. Yeah. I've got the podcast and I want to do strong ones. Yeah. I've got guys now who film for me, which is so good. Yeah. And it just, it changes it.
It levels it up love big that. Time.
A strong yeah. one's like, have you got a brand working with it? Or are you just kind of using your own money to make it bigger?
So because I'm 23, you can't have an alcohol pain. Sponsor. Oh, yeah, until you have to be 25. So I'm trying yes. to get one.
That me and Chip, that's why, because we're not 25, we can't get yeah. any of this sponsored. So.
God, it's hard yeah. working it. Yeah. Cheers yeah. to that.
You're 23.
Yeah.
That sorry, strong Theo. Ones, that strong ones is like your, I would say, when people say, oh, do you watch Bambino? Like, that's the series that pops yeah. up in my head.
That's why I spent so long just renovating the room.
Yeah, you got the brick wall. Like,
is that in your house then? That's just in your
so
gaff.
That's in my old flat. So my right. friend Dan lives there who does the podcast with me.
Renty.
But yeah, oh my God, you'd
see
love
him on
him.
Twitter, he's funny.
He's absolutely hilarious. Funny like, guy. He's just the funniest mm-hmm. person. And what happened, like we took, I think it was like 6 months doing this room up because we had to get a guy
wait,
in to do
no
the wall.
Way.
Yeah.
6 months to do it. Yeah. We had this set built. Shout out Matt. This man built this in 2 weeks. Not even, he actually built
two
it in like,
weeks.
He built it in 3 days, yeah. but it took us 2 weeks to come up with
what,
it.
What were you doing in those 6 months?
How the fuck did
it
take 6 months?
I had to paint. I had to do all the
oh, but
bricks.
You're doing it all.
Yeah.
Out.
You're doing one swipe of paint a day. What's going on?
Yeah, right.
I can't just hire someone to come in.
Put a silent bread now.
Maybe. But yeah, the funniest thing is we finished it and it was like, oh, good to go. We had barrels in there, everything. Yeah. We get an email. I've lived there for 2 years. Why am I getting an inspection now?
Oh no.
And me and Dan were just sat there, like Dan was in tears. He was like, I'm gonna have to move back to Newcastle.
Oh no.
Did they actually come around and inspect then?
He walked in and I was like, so I just wanna let you know that we do film in this room, like we did with this bit of a set kind of thing. And he walked in and he went and looked back down and walked out. Not a word was said about that room. He was really? Fine. He went, right, see you soon, goodbye. I was like,
and you never heard anything from it?
Because it was just done. There was no videos that had been filmed in it. Wow. I was like, we're taking this down, aren't we? But no, it was
fucking
fine.
Hell.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Do you reckon he was just being sound or?
He was more concerned about there was like makeup on the carpet that was more yeah. annoying. Yeah. But yeah. Speaking of, when are you coming on Strong Ones?
What is Strong Ones?
Oh.
No, God,
no,
I know.
Actually,
I know.
No.
What it is,
this
but
would
like,
actually
what's
be good. Explain
context?
Strong because there probably are quite yeah. a few people that maybe haven't watched it.
Yeah.
And if they clearly like watching other people drink because they're here at the Fellas,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So explain exactly what Strong Ones
thank you.
Is.
That's
so,
exactly what I meant. I know
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I know what that is. Back of my hand, man.
I've saved your arse there, lad.
Strong Ones, yeah. Explain it for the fans, by the way.
What the fuck are you talking about, Becky? So it's a complete rip-off of Hot Ones.
Yeah.
And I'll say that because I absolutely love the show. Yeah. I was watching it one time and I was like, that would be funny with alcohol.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's do a completely like B-Tech version.
Sure.
Shitty, funny. And basically, there's like shots in front of you, a pint to start off with, of course. And every question gets harder as the drinks get stronger. So by the end, people are telling you things that they should not be saying.
Right.
I remember the Talia and G one. Oh my God. I really? Sent it to them the next day and they were like, Becky, you can't leave that in.
So you had to cut out loads
yeah.
of
it.
But then I don't, we work around it so it actually, they do say the answer and stuff. But yeah, by the end we are, I don't know if you saw the Pie Face one.
I haven't watched it yet, but we love
God.
Pie Face. We are big Pie
yeah,
Face fans
here. Get him on
here.
Yeah. He is yeah. hilarious. And he had to go to... He had to go to this event afterwards.
Oh no.
And Alex took him and I was like, right, enjoy. And Ian Wright was there.
Oh,
he was
fucking
like, it's
hell.
Fucking Ian Wright.
Oh no, he just battered, is he?
Oh, he was
bless
battered.
Him. Who was the best guest that you've had on Strong Ones?
I would say Pie Face, but yeah. there was like another one I thought was so good was Freya Nightingale.
Yes.
Yeah, because she was just
did
so
she
funny.
Get peppered?
She did.
She's a very open
does,
person anyway.
Does everyone get yeah. does everyone get peppered no matter what? So
yeah.
The end goal is you're absolutely fucked.
Absolutely fucked. I think, yeah. Freya was so funny because I hadn't met her properly. We'd met a few times.
Uh-huh.
So she came on and was like, I want to do this on my own. I'm going to do this. She smashed it.
Some introduction that.
Do you
let's
go on
just
on a,
get peppered and chat.
Do you go on a night out afterwards? Because I would not be able to get that fucked yeah. to go home.
You have to go on a night out afterwards.
Yeah. yeah. We did once and it was the last time the clubs were open before COVID. So that was like
oh, yeah,
but it was the weirdest group. It was me, Alex, Ethan was there.
Bazinga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like Lewis Buckin and my friend Adam.
Fair enough.
What a group.
Yeah.
We all just went to Roxy and we're like, this is really weird. Yeah. Roxy.
And then the worst guest you've ever had on anything, or was there one there you were like, maybe they weren't necessarily bad, the episode just didn't come out how you imagined? Oh no.
Okay,
oh, no.
Yeah, I've got one.
I've got one.
It's terrible. Can I just say, do not condone this behavior because it was my fault.
Oh no.
Yeah, we went to, I found this studio. It was brick. It looked like a pub and I was like, I'm in a dream. This is amazing. And sounds Talia like and G, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Talia and G came on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why were they fine the whole way through? And why was I in an ambulance?
Wait a second. You were in an ambulance?
Yeah, I fucked up. I didn't eat before I did it. And then I was like, oh, yeah. And I was giving them like half drinks or like little shots.
Oh, you were being nice to them.
I thought, because they were like, we don't drink. What?
Wow.
Yeah.
So you actually ended up in an ambulance after strong ones.
Yeah, but it's not good. My mom's a nurse. It's not good.
No,
but,
obviously. I mean, nobody's going around saying, an ambulance ride is class.
Mm-hmm. Did you tell your mom?
Mm-hmm.
And is it in the video?
No, it's not because I couldn't film, but I remember like leaving this place and the woman was like, you're never coming back here. Like, you can't film here again. Because I was like, gone. I've never been that drunk. And I was in the car park lying on my back.
Oh, that scares me now.
Oh, my God.
No, but that's...
No, no,
like,
no, no, no. But
it was because I was doing it too much. Like, now I know exactly how to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
What drinks were not...
So you want your plan to give that to us now? That's our turn to
absolutely,
get
guys.
So what was Talia... like, why were they okay?
I think it was because I was drinking... Oh, you, like this and
oh,
they were,
oh, so you genuinely just gave them much smaller portions.
I was trying
portions.
To, you know, the girl was really camera.
You're trying to lead by example and then.
Yeah.
I thought it was class. It's because I'd done it a few times before and it was in the flat. And that was the first time in an actual studio.
Yeah, so you wanted to up the levels for everything.
Like, up the levels, come on.
How many have you done?
So in the new place, one. Yeah. Hoping to do one this week, so I'm trying to
Do you do that one a week?
No, I want to do... 2 a month is what I'm trying to go
that's
for.
Good,
to
say that.
Or 1 to 2.
You don't
want to
do 1 a week.
Overkill.
You'd end up dead.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah, exactly that too.
Yeah, we also have to take your health into account, and that's probably the reason why he does it with hot sauce and not alcohol, because he can probably firm that a lot easier.
Who
than
is it that does? What is
Sean
hot ones by?
Something.
Sean.
Is that?
I only know.
Is it not chicken wings? Hot chicken wings,
it's
right?
Hot chicken
is that
chicken
what it
wings.
Is? Yeah.
Yeah. He's so good. Sean Dave. Yeah.
So.
Evans.
There we go.
Davis or Evans.
Who
Sean
said
Evans.
That?
Biz
was that
from,
God?
From was that God? And
yeah,
have you not been contacted by them?
No, because, I haven't.
Oh, but you are aware of what they're known for, yeah?
Think you'll be all right.
Hot ones.
Yeah, hot ones.
Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like if they came to me, I'd be like, well, like, this is... complete rip off, absolutely fine.
No
worries.
Okay, well, I think.
And they even say in the beginning the exact same thing, like, have you heard this before?
Oh, no, that's not good.
I say, I'm like, have you ever heard that before?
I don't, I mean, you're probably okay with it because you've been going on for this long, but.
I will say this now, but this will get clipped and posted to them and it's going to be annoying. But there's something out there called Cold Ones.
Yes.
And they are so pissed.
Wait,
so
why?
Pissed. And I'm swearing on everyone right now.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I've never heard of it.
So I sent off to an editor being like, can you make hot ones but as a cold ones logo? Yeah. It comes through exactly the same really as this cold ones. And I'm like, there's too many
so
ones.
What is this cold ones?
It's a podcast.
Oh.
And mine's more like a quick show.
Just, so their problem is with the name or what?
Their problem is that I'm sitting there drinking. He literally was like, eat shit, all this stuff. And I was like...
So you had genuine... Wait, what?
Wait, he made a video about it?
No, he came to me and was like, this isn't on, like, you've completely copied us. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And I watched it and I went, fucking hell.
And was it
really
quite... Was it quite similar, like the branding?
The branding's quite similar, but...
Have you changed that now?
I haven't, because of the way, because of the way he spoke to me.
Oh, right, okay, so is that a spite?
What was he really rude to you?
He went off. I was like, I'm really sorry, I can change it if you want, and he just went, it was just childish.
What did he send you, a video or something?
No, just a DM, and he was like, eat shit, all this stuff, and I was like, do you know what?
Because of this.
If you're that obsessed, just come on the show.
yeah, flip it into one.
Yeah, no, it was a,
never that deep.
Every time I post it, it comes through with him. And I'm like, it's fine.
Is he British?
I don't know. American. I really have no idea much about him.
To be fair, I only just found out about Cold Ones today.
Why is that?
Because I interviewed a guy for a job, for my videographer editor job, and he was like, oh, do you want to ask me about any ideas I have? And I was like, oh, no, go for it. And he was like, oh, yeah, there's this channel called Cold Ones, and they do stuff like this. And I was, and then I went on it. It's huge, but I'd never heard of it.
It's huge, to be fair. And it
so
is
now
good,
Chip's
good.
About to go and nab this Tony's idea as well. And all three of you guys are going to be screaming at each other in a group DM.
He said to me, he's like, you and Cal should make videos with this background like theirs at your new studio. Yeah. I was like, yeah, it's a sick idea.
And now they're like, eh, maybe not.
Yeah, nah.
Oh, it's silly. It is bad for me. But yeah, hey.
Fuck it.
You didn't know. The problem is, they just don't believe you, do they? They don't believe that you
know. Of course they don't.
Yeah.
You don't know who we are.
Yeah, no. But, well, that's the thing. I find that a lot. A lot of people go to me, oh, have you ever seen this? So like maybe 5 or 6 years ago, if someone said to me, have you heard of this YouTuber? 90% of the time, I will say yes. I have heard of that person.
Anymore, though.
Or say, so no, that now. Show or that or whatever. I know what's up. Now it's massive. YouTube, I am constantly finding out about this whole other world of YouTube or streaming, whatever it is. And I'm there like, I have no fucking clue. So sometimes people will message me. I did a video recently and they all, actually, I think it was this car one. I did a thing where I, we took some shit cars. Customize them and then race them on a track. Now, the obvious thing is I in the video, I say this is a BTEC Top Gear. That's fine. But I started getting comments saying, you guys copied, and it was some Australian group of YouTubers.
What's they called?
I don't know. I've forgotten. But they put that in there. And I was there like, I've never even heard of these people. And I go on it and they've done something similar. It's not exactly. Yeah. But I was there like, it's impossible to know what everyone's
of
fucking doing and
it's
not come close.
It is pretty stupid.
You can do one video now and you will always get a comment being like, is this taken from this? And you're like, what's that?
Well, to be fair, and then the Sidemen went and just hit copy and paste on my video. So they went and did that. But it's one of those things. You can't be annoyed at it.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea. And they've done it. They've put their own spin on it. It's fine. Like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But
you're getting royalties,
it's just
right?
Royalties. Now, they already paid me $100,000 up front. And then I said, do what you want with the video.
Geez.
You know? But it's shit like that's going to happen. And my problem comes is if someone takes credit for the idea when it's not. So if they come out and they say, oh yeah, we came up with this idea, I made all this happen, and when it's quite evidently not,
I feel like that
then
never
that's
happens,
the problem.
So it never really happens to be fair, does it? Like, somebody takes an idea, they probably won't go ahead and say, oh, it's my idea.
Absolutely. Yeah. I remember on the first Strong Ones I did, nearly said Cold Ones, they're going to love that. On the first one, it was with James Marriott, and I said the intro that he does on Hot Ones, and I literally put Sean Evans over my face. Like, as a funny thing. So I've always been like, that's
good. You're
taking
playing,
Hot Ones.
Yeah, taking a
piss.
Well, it's almost, you know, that's your way of crediting him. It's like, I'm blatantly like, this
is and
an
I always put
thing.
Him in the description. But
so
I don't know.
That's something like that is fine. As long as credit is given where it's due, then that's okay. But then there's also times where people just expect everyone to know every video on the internet.
Well, like, YouTube is almost like taking things off TV now anyway, isn't it? Yeah. And we're not crediting them.
Yeah,
like, we've seen it all.
Listen, we're all gonna die one day.
At the end of the day, we're gonna die.
I need another drink. Yeah. I need another drink. Where are we at? What? Do you know what? I haven't touched this particular. What should I go for?
There's a lot of shit up there. We ain't touched before.
The jumping goat.
This was actually a gift from the Goat Agency.
Yeah.
Shout out
to Hugo from the Goat Agency.
It's cold brewed.
That's amazing. Have you tried that?
I think I'm actually gonna have this. What's that?
He's not called Hugo.
His name's Harry.
Harry Hugo.
Yeah, it's Harry Hugo.
Harry Hugo. Yeah, but if I say Harry, then they could be fingering everyone. But now I've said Hugo. He knows himself.
I'm
going to have a bit of this, actually, and I'll have it with whatever mix
is going. Are you sure? Because it is coffee and brewed vodka. And I know you said you did what? To stop the coffee.
Oh, coffee.
Have I just started you? Live on the spot.
No, I'm going to have this.
You've got a good selection.
I'm gonna have this. Yeah. Would you like something that isn't a beer?
No, I will have a beer.
You'll have another Bex.
I honestly can't get enough. Did you see me in that club the other night?
Yeah. Well, I was also peppered, and I just remember thinking, I remember thinking and looking at Becky and thinking, why is Becky here?
Thank you.
And then I was like, okay, whatever Tuesday.
Why is Becky
podcast,
here?
Podcast. We were just waffling about getting peppered on the podcast.
Do you know what you said? And this is one of the only things I remember of the night. You were going, podcast Tuesday. And I went, yeah. And I was like scraping a barrel, giving it the big one. Yeah. You went, I asked Freezy, didn't ask you, it was me, and you were getting up the receipts.
Because she was like, Freezy asked me for me to come on, and you didn't ask. No, and I was like, no, I said to Freezy, get Bambi or Becky on.
Right, yeah, no, that's true. I was just the messenger.
Yeah.
Chip was the dictator. He was like,
I was getting discredited live on the spot, and after a bell, I was like, this ain't fucking happening.
I feel like the outside of the YouTube community, everyone knows each other for the most part. Mm. Not like really closely, but we're always running into everyone. If you go to like clubs in London,
yeah.
It's constantly the same thing.
It was like, we were out with like Shannon and Nell and everyone.
Yeah.
And then Nell was like, oh, the boys are doing pub golf.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, let's get involved. And by the time we got there, people were talking to you, but like looking, do you know what I mean? It was like, they were
What was Chip?
Everyone was absolutely peppered. Mm.
I rocked up to your gaff and I was peppered.
You were peppered.
I was at Elsa's birthday.
I just remember
birthday.
You rocking up and I was like,
wait,
crazy.
Was I there at that point?
No. You was there.
No. I'm
you was
gone.
At mine. No, you were
I was at yours, but yeah. I don't remember.
It was eventful.
I can't. Yeah, I dipped in just to have a look around. Lovely flat. See you later.
Yeah.
Chip's place always tends to be the after party though.
Yeah, it is.
Every time is your place not a shithole?
After those parties, I had a broom round next day doing it up.
That's Chip's cleaner.
He smashes it every time.
No way.
Yep. Poor I owe him some money. I was so hungover I couldn't get out of bed to pay him. He comes to me and goes, Josh, no problem, brother. Always say he's the nicest guy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, sometimes he'll just go around to the flat and clean it even if I'm not there, and he'll just the bill rack up.
Really?
And then one day we'll go to the cash machine together because, you know, taxes and that.
Yeah.
I'll just give him 400 quid or something in cash.
Really?
A bunch of cleans.
Oh my God.
It's a really nice bloke.
I honestly don't remember, like, I remember just sitting on your balcony and being like, well, okay, she's had a few.
Yeah.
There's people I didn't know.
Oh no, there's everyone there getting all kinds of fucks. That's what happens.
It's good.
Yeah, good fun though.
Yeah, it's great time.
Who is your main group of, like, who's your core group of friends these days?
My core group of friends is probably the group that's like the Canary Wharf kind of area.
Yeah,
you're going to need to elaborate for the fans.
Oh, yes,
out there.
Obviously, yeah, we just, I'll Alex. Tell you all their addresses.
Yeah, exactly.
No, like George, Alex, Dan.
Jalex?
Alex.
George and Alex.
Oh, I thought you said Jalex. I was like, is there.
Alex.
Who that?
Who you on about?
There's a new one.
That is. So George and Alex, yeah.
Yeah. And I've got friends that I've known for years through YouTube, and they've just, like, Adam now edits for me on my second channel. Hey,
nice,
Childish
nice.
Bambino, get involved.
Okay.
Then I've got
you took that one off of TGF then, so
not
I'm
even
seeing a trend here. Anyway,
Childish Gambino.
Guys, just let me have a bit of fun, man.
Also, I did Childish. I ordered my Childish jacket. Mm-hmm. Where is it?
I'm sure it will be.
Oh, way, I reckon.
I'm sure it will
but
be.
But I'm just so excited that I'm like, what is it? So yeah, I was gonna wear it today, but no.
So you're chilling with those guys. I'm Alex.
Sorry, I'm going off on one.
And
it's
then
happening.
Who? You got? I want to talk. This is what I want to talk about. I'm not gonna say his name because you'll tell me his name in a second. But there is a guy that you've recently brought into videos that you met on a street. Drinking pints.
Oh my God, he's gonna love this so much.
Yes. What? So explain to me. So you've recently had a guy in your videos.
Yes.
And it was all because you were filming a video out in London, and you met him, just brought him in.
Oh
on the.
Oh my God, he is literally.
So
one of my
what's his name?
Friends. His name is Hickey.
Hickey.
Scott
oh, speaking of
Hick.
Hickey, Chip, let's have a look at your neck.
Yeah.
Chip,
you already know that was from a real woman, by the way.
Yes.
Come on, baby. You're that's joking. My first one, 27 years old. I locked it in.
You locked it in. Congratulations,
yeah,
Spams.
Virginity gone.
But anyways, back to your friend, Hickey.
Yeah, let me tell you about I've got stuff to say about this boy.
Okay.
Right, so I did a video. Looking back, it was probably a terrible idea, but it was a great video. We did three locations in London. I tweeted when I got there. People came, imagine that. And I set up a table and we had to down a pint. The joke being I can't down pints. So people were beating me and like we had a scoreboard.
Yeah.
Who's the fastest person to down a pint?
That's a sick video idea.
It was really fun. And the winner was going to come on a night out with us.
Right.
And it ended up being this Hickey. person.
This guy called Hickey. Well, he was the winner.
He
won.
What
was his time?
5 seconds. I think it was even less. I think it was like 4.5 at one point.
We've got a friend called Jack that I reckon could beat that.
Really?
But anyways, sorry, continue.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on? So I was like, okay, cool. Turns out he lived nearby. So I was like, right, you're coming on a night out. That's the prize. Aren't you excited? He was like, cool.
Just came here to get a clout. I didn't really want to hang out with you.
And then we had the best night. It was so fun. And then since then, we got a little group chat going. I was like, can I just add him in? And then
just add him into your group chat.
Every place we go, we're just having the best time. Nights out.
What does he do? What's his?
He works in an actual. He's got a real job. He's got a real job. But every Friday, Saturday, he's out.
Shit, we got to meet him. Should have brought him.
Oh, he's a legend. Oh, he's so lovely. Yeah, like I remember we were doing that Mr. and Mrs. video, me and Harry.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need someone to like be the presenter, the Philip Schofield person.
Uh-huh.
I was like, fuck. And I went, oh my God, Hickey would be so funny because no one's seen him since that video.
Yeah.
He returned up in my flat within like 15 minutes in a suit.
Straight from work.
There he is. No, not even. He put it on.
Oh, he just put on the suit. Yeah. Oh, amazing.
He's class. He's he's good.
Wow, well, that's such a cool story. I love hearing shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that brings me to a point about I'm so terrified, right, of me. Like, if I were to do a video like what you just said there, like me tweeting out, like, everybody come drink.
And nobody
and then
comes
I'm just there, like, having a pint by myself.
People would come.
They were guests in the place.
I'd go.
Oh my God, boys. Everyone would go.
I would be. No, but
lot of people would turn up.
Because I always think about this. I always think about online people, you know, they show support, whatever, like that. But it's like, it's a whole nother ball game asking people to get off their arse.
Yeah.
And come to meet you wherever you are.
To be fair, I did that once and people did turn up.
Wait, really?
Yeah, outside Euston Station.
So if they turn up for Chippo.
Exactly. These days, I'm not sure if they would turn up.
What were you doing? What was your thing?
It was literally just a meetup. Little fan meetup thing. Yeah.
So you said come grab a pic with Grimes.
Yeah.
Now that would have been peak if you genuinely had no one turn up.
I turned up for 30 minutes, took a couple pics and I pieced it.
How many people rocked up, be honest?
I don't know, probably about 20, 30.
That's fucking amazing.
It was actually good. I enjoyed it. I was very happy. Yeah. It was a good time.
Of course they'll do it because people who live in London are buzzing for stuff like that.
I find when you go up like more north or you go just somewhere else, it's even more so.
Yeah.
Because in London, people almost, they don't expect it, but like crowds in London, they're good.
Westfield.
But if you go up to like Manchester or you go to like a concert, something like that, the crowds are always incredible and their energy is unmatched. And I feel it's because they're not spoiled. In London, everyone's spoiled for stuff.
Yeah. They're like, I could meet him if I walked down the street.
Yeah, and they just expect loads of people to be there doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if someone's performing in Manchester or performing in Liverpool or performing in Newcastle, then it's like a thing.
That opportunity doesn't come up often. That's what I mean. Yeah. Yeah, I get you.
So I always find that fans from there, and people just, the more north you go, the nicer people
get. We should go Trafford Centre, guys.
Trafford Centre, why?
Should we just go there?
It's fucking class there. They've got a ski like slope.
Have they?
Indoor skydiving.
What?
Driving
That's
range.
That's pretty cool.
Cinema, Laser Quest.
There we go.
And a little bumper car thing. And arcades. And a food court that's meant to be like a cruise ship. Come on.
It's
don't get that out of Westfield,
like
do you?
No.
You ever been to Trafford Centre?
Never.
No, you haven't. You haven't travelled.
What's like the big attraction of Wales? What did it, when you say, oh, you got to go and do...
You got to go and... Real? That's north.
What's that? What's real?
Abergele.
I've got the main attraction, and people are gonna. You don't understand how much people love this place. If I mention it in the video, people are like, yes, yes.
Right, what is it then?
Wine Street.
Wine Street. Oh,
it's
that sounds
Wine
good.
Wine Street. Okay, it's the. Honestly, it got rated the best place to go out in the UK.
Is that Street or Wine Street?
Wine, like.
Wine. I'm winding a clock.
Yeah, but people call it Wine Street. Alcoholics, see, aren't we?
Oh.
And it's just a whole road of just bars, and they're the best bars. You're going in and out.
That sounds good. Sounds like Mega.
It literally is.
It's the strip.
It is the strip.
Where is it in Cardiff?
Swansea.
Swansea. Yeah. Are you a Swansea? Is there a rivalry there between Swansea and Cardiff?
Terrible. The fact you even said Cardiff to me then shook me to the core.
Really?
Swansea.
Are you Swansea till you die then?
Till I die.
Oh, I just thought it was a football team. Didn't know it was a place.
That's the comments triggered.
I'm kidding, guys. Swansea. 100% new Swansea. Love the place.
They had a tricky little winger, Dyer. Remember him?
They've got a place called the Mumble's Mile.
Was it named for Dyer?
It might have been, yeah.
It's called. Oh, yeah, no, I don't know much about football, but I will up a Swans.
Up the Swans.
But there's also a place by Wine Street called the Mumble's Mile. Mm-hmm. It's a place called Mumbles, and it's just a mile of pubs.
Oh, wow.
So you can see why I fell into this lifestyle.
Yeah. The lifestyle took you, trapped you up.
And
right. So Wales, right, believe it or not, and this is going to come as
have
a shock.
Have you ever been Wales?
No, yeah, I have been Wales. Champions League final.
That is not good.
I went to watch AJ fight as well.
Yep.
But I only go there when there's an event on. But I would like to say, right, I have recently been thinking about going to...
Sorry.
Okay.
Wales on like a holiday. Okay, and what I mean by that is because I've seen some pictures of a place called I might get this wrong, is it Aberscotch, it's something like that. It was a small little place along the coast,
right? Is that north? I bet you're going north.
Yeah, it's up a bit.
Ops.
And it looked amazing. It looked like the water was clear, and I was there like, this can't be Wales. And I was there, bro, like, if you told me this was 30 degrees, I could think this is the Maldives.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you need to go Penzance, lad. They got a good arcade there. That's the spot. Get him at the... I used to go to a fair all the time in Rhyl. It was bad.
I've never been North Wales.
What is Rhyl?
I used to go there. My mate used to have a caravan there. Great times when we were a kid. We used to go there all the time.
Then we'd
just go out to this little fair and just try and, you know, chirp to all the ladies.
Really?
I was young, obviously.
Really?
But there was this one bald Donny that worked on the... He worked at the fair. What's the one... Yeah. What's the main fair ride when
teacups.
He spins? Nah.
Teacups.
Waltzers,
the waltzer. Yeah.
Yeah, and he worked on there and all the girls thought he was too cool. Donny was stealing all my girls.
Really?
Oh, man.
They were never mine in the first place. But I was
they were, though. You were manifesting it.
I was visualising it, man. So it really ruined my holiday.
You've ruined my holiday. Yeah.
If there's one place you'd recommend for people to go in Wales, where would it be?
It's Wine Street.
No, but okay, like, okay, but like okay, a okay, place. Okay, okay, not okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the most beautiful place that you've been to in Wales?
Okay. It's called Blue Lagoon.
Blue Lagoon.
And you would love that. It's literally this, like, it's by St. David's.
Okay.
Okay.
Not that anybody fucking knows where that is.
Hey, behave yourself. Yeah. Get all freezy. Hey. Yeah. It's just, like you said, just this blue place.
What? So you're telling me Blue Lagoon is blue?
Yeah, you won't believe it. Like light blue, you can see through. And then my cousins used to do cliff jumping off there, but I was a little bit of pussy, couldn't do it. Yeah. But yeah, it's lovely.
That's the spot to go to.
Blue Lagoon, see you there, guys.
That was nice.
In fact, actually, I got a story. Yes. I got a message from Ali Law.
Yes.
Crazy guy.
The guy that runs up stuff.
Runs up, jumps off, does everything. Yeah,
yeah. What do they call it? Free running.
Free running.
And he said to me, any good places to go in Wales for cliff jumping? I said, Blue Lagoon. Next day he was there, he said, best place, love
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
So you got a good vouch from...
vouch.
We should go.
For Blue
Lagoon. We should go.
We should go, Cal.
Yeah, maybe we...
Is it I feel like it'd be busy then if it's like...
No, not even.
The only
that's
place
why
in
it's
Wales
good.
That's good.
No, it's true.
That's
no,
what you just
but
said.
That's the point.
You said it, not
best
me.
Place.
Oh, the best place.
We're gonna fall out.
Let's go Blue Lagoon then.
Blue Lagoon with the boys.
Yeah.
Ocean Beach, what you're saying.
What's that?
That's you not should... a bad business idea. You set up some beds around Blue Lagoon, start selling
Ocean
tickets.
Beach. Yeah.
Ocean Beach.
Yeah.
Me and Cal dress up as Wayne Lineker.
There we go.
Get Theo along.
Nah, that's a fitting
that's
man.
That's a Wayne Lineker type man.
I said nothing.
I do think, sometimes I think, right, okay, what are certain YouTubers going to be like when they grow up? Talk
what are
me.
You trying to say about Theo?
No. Like, so we've already gone over Becky. We decided Becky's going to be the one in the pub that sat there, comes in at like 10 a.m., sits down, doesn't leave till like 9 p.m., knows them all, has just a running tab, and eventually...
I think that's
always a running tab.
It's a good life.
But what's wrong with that?
No. We don't,
I think
we
that's
didn't
the lifestyle.
I think that's nice.
Yeah.
I'd love that if it was in a village and I know all the locals.
Yep.
You know, we got Bob walking in, just had a scrap with his missus.
Yeah.
But he comes in and he grabs a Stella. Classic.
Amazing.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
He just scrapped his missus.
Yeah.
What other beer would he go for? And then, okay, so we've got that. Let's talk, who else do we have? All right, let's talk
name
about...
Name some.
I'm going to name someone. Zirka. What's Zirka doing?
I feel like he's going to have his hands in all different kinds of pies.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a little business.
Give me an example. What sort of pie? What sort of pie?
I don't know, you know. I feel like he's the man that like is behind operations at Sidemen. I feel like he was
so
the one that
clever.
Helped it, get Sidemen really going.
Yeah. Like, I see. This is what I see him,
I feel
right?
like he's a businessman.
He is. He's driving an Aston Martin.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's driving an Aston Martin.
Oh.
He's got his three kids, all of which are girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. and he's not working. He's retired early. He's retired at 40.
Nice, I like
he's
that.
He's retired at 40, and he's sitting there. His beard, he's got a lot more gray hairs in the beard, and he's just sitting around, and he just binges F1.
Oh,
he like
binges
that.
F1 well, and he
like
just
that?
Knocks about
really,
it.
He really likes it, doesn't he?
He really likes
it. I think so, but I can see him loving F1. But he just stays in his house. He's got a massive TV on his wall and he sits back and he's just got like, but nothing else is really happening. Like, that's just it.
I like that.
I think that's what it'll be. Right now, Harry, what do you reckon, Harry? Not your Harry, our Harry.
Okay, yep.
What do you see, Harry? This is going to be a real tough one because Harry can go either way, right?
I don't think you can call this.
Probably
one,
still at the pub golf.
Yeah.
I mean,
Still at the pub golf. I know. That's the thing. I don't see it. Okay, this is how I see Harry, right? I see him. He's 45.
Right.
I see him taking this path.
Uh-huh.
And he's gone, fuck all of this. Right? he's gone, fuck all of this.
Uh-huh.
I'm off to Indonesia.
Ooh.
I'm off to Thailand. Indonesia. And he set his life up in a foreign country as yeah. far away from all of it, because
he
grows to resent, no, not the side man, because okay. he just secured the fattest bag of his life to now go and do this, right?
Right.
He just says, fuck all of this. I am going, and I'm now going to live abroad somewhere, that but in a bit of isolation.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In a bit of isolation. And he's just going to live like that for a
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. He's gone to live with the monkeys in that jungle, the Bali
yeah.
monkey jungle.
Yeah, I just see him fucking off for a while.
Just see him fucking
that would be
up.
Nice
no I do see that like he, nice. He loves that, he loves to go and do his own thing.
Well, he's from a little island, isn't he? So
yeah.
I guess
I could see him
roots.
Going back to his island
yeah. No I don't see him see him going back and living there,
getting his little gaff.
I can't see it. I think
living
on
them beach rocks.
No I don't see that he's going somewhere tropical.
I see everyone getting ooh. Out of London because it's a fucking
yeah.
shit
yeah
spenny. Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
Nothing going on
what's,
here.
What's JJ doing as an old man?
He's in a mansion yeah. somewhere.
Big
in the
mansion.
Hills.
Yeah. Big mansion.
What do you think?
That's a
45
it's too
years
hard
old.
To call because when you get to 45, you're like so different to how you are now.
No, I know, but that's like, the
yeah,
game.
Okay,
thing.
We'll probably still be drinking a lot, but the personalities will have changed.
But what's he doing? What's JJ doing? At,
I don't know.
At 45, I think. What do I think? Is he still in the UK? Yeah.
I think he'll own a wine farm, a distillery or something, all that kind of shit. Vineyard.
No.
Vineyard. Is that what they call it?
Vineyard.
Vineyard.
Imagine yeah. him vineyard. Just going out being like, lovely,
no,
lovely,
there's a lot
lovely.
Of money in that.
Yeah.
A lot of money. Don't someone from the F2 own a vineyard?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Could be. I don't know. I think that's fucking sick. If they do, could you please get in touch as I would like some
yeah.
vino.
Yeah, one of them do. It's either Jeremy or Billy.
I love the process of elimination there.
That's that.
That's
then
gone
goes,
really
that's
well.
That.
But yeah, no, I don't. I can't think of
more. You know,
can't think. I genuinely. I think JJ is the hardest one out of everyone to figure out.
Mm-hmm. He's always doing something.
He
he's
is
busy.
Maybe
busy
he's
guy.
Doing something new at this point.
Maybe.
Maybe he's an artist.
Like he's always something different.
Yeah.
So maybe
he's on his tour bus playing a lot of FIFA at the moment, isn't he? Keeps seeing that in his stories.
He is
living life. I'm at home stroking it.
Yeah. What would you be doing? What does Chip look
like? I will
be
in Kazakhstan figuring out if that Borat movie was fucking legit or not.
Stop it!
Yeah.
How factually correct was the Borat movie?
Where is Corky Butrek? That's what I'll be doing.
You're walking through the whole film being like, right, yes.
Yeah, I recognise it. Oh, yeah. This was portrayed quite poorly.
So who is the number three prostitute in Kazakhstan?
Yeah, true. I mean, these are the things that we actually do need
it's meant to be Borat's sister.
The thing is, they don't answer these things for you. You need that.
No, exactly.
It's called investigative journalism.
Yeah.
Ah,
yep.
And that's for the other show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is for our mystery show. Fantastic show, by the way.
Yeah, fantastic. Give us a subscribe.
A subscription.
I see myself owning, I don't know, some big corporation, maybe Microsoft or some shit.
When
the Fellas Studios owns like 10 to 20 different shows and we sell this motherfucker for like 40 mil.
Yeah. Please don't. It has to be 100 because I'm only getting half of it.
Listen,
so.
I'm getting out early, bro. And with my 20 mil, I'm going to go and put that into Microsoft.
Microsoft.
He's going to go far, this kid.
It's not going to buy me the company, but I'll be getting a couple of shares here and there. Yeah. Listen, I'll tell you what, I'll make friends with Bill Gates' son.
Oh, yeah.
Reel him right in. Next thing you know, stabbed him in the neck.
Why have you stabbed him in the neck?
Because I'm going to take his inheritance.
So you've got him to sign away his
yeah.
life to
you're
you.
You're that close.
Yeah, because...
He replaces Cal Freezy.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
Bill Gates' son
it's always
is sitting there.
Yeah, I will have been...
Freezy's sitting
I'll
here.
Get him to adopt me.
Mad.
Yeah. That's not a bad shout, actually.
That is not a bad shout. They think I'm some nice little English kid. Next thing you know, boom.
Boom.
I've put a knife in your neck. That's right. I lived in London for 5 years.
Yeah, nothing in a high-rise building.
Yep.
With loads of security.
With a lot of security.
Yep.
Jesus.
That's interesting.
Well, I'm glad we had that talk, you know.
No.
About that.
Yeah.
Now I know what everyone's going to be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to be doing still. What about you?
You
guys got to tell me what I'm going to be
doing. You're going to be back in Edinburgh with your sister.
Okay. I didn't know you were Scottish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your accent doesn't sound Scottish. Why?
Oh, I really don't want to go through this again. I feel like I do it a lot. I lived abroad for a lot of my life.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I went to American schools.
You're abroad.
He was born in Vietnam.
Were you?
No, Chip. I've never been born in Vietnam. Never. But I did live there.
It was Egypt.
I did live in
Vietnam. You lived in Vietnam?
Yeah.
No, you was born in...
London.
Knew that.
Yeah.
But he's been to Russia, Egypt, Vietnam.
Aww.
Correct.
And Scotland.
You guys are best friends.
We are BFF. Yeah.
I couldn't tell you the order. He has told me before, but so...
That's okay, though. I never expect you to remember the order.
Yeah, it's a lot of travelling. A lot of trains.
A lot of trains.
Yeah.
Hope you got a rail card.
Jesus Christ, this podcast has gone fucking downhill.
Which fucking reminds me, Orient Express.
Yeah, we talk about it every time.
Better get me on it. You've got 6 months time on that bid, and if you don't do it, I'm doing it.
Okay, no, I am going to do it. I'm going to do it. I just need to find the budget. It's expensive, man. We looked at it.
Have you ever heard of the Orient Express?
I've not seen this set. You've got a budget.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, for the Orient Express, anyway.
Yeah. Well, we've got a big announcement coming on the 26th of October. So you lot.
That ain't coming out of my money, by the way, that Orient Express. That is a Calvary's video. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's
coming out of Calvary's Limited.
What's happening on the 26th, Chip?
26th of what? October. Shit, something crazy, man. What's the date today?
What was it?
26th of October.
26th.
Are you talking about... There's two madnesses happening, okay? Yeah. Are we going to announce the madness that involves him now?
No.
That's not the one you're talking about.
Actually, no, we can't. We can mention that today, actually. That would actually be a good idea.
Okay.
So you can let him know about...
It goes... It brings me great sadness here. And if anyone wants to cry, now's the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
No one wants to cry. BTS Alex will be leaving.
What?
The fellas.
We just met.
Yeah.
I know. He said if Bambino Becky comes on, fucking working here ever again.
Oh, I thought you meant like that's the pinnacle for him.
No. Well, actually, maybe Becky? That is. He's saying it is.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean, the fans have been asking for the entire... So he will have done an entire year, 52 episodes, an entire year of working on the fellas from the ground up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
We offered him everything, guys. So
we did. We truly offered him the moon.
Yep.
And by that, I mean we offered him a spare packet of Quavers every month, but he still didn't want it. But the people have been asking this entire time to see BTS Alex in the flesh. They've never seen him.
Sit in his chair.
No. We don't. No, nobody wants to hear him. They didn't say that. They just wanted to see him.
Are we getting a face reveal?
I thought it was a visual.
Can we get a face reveal, BTS Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're looking sharp today, brother.
You look sharp. Are you like in gym?
Yeah, Alex. Okay, come on.
Here he is.
It's a round of applause from the office today. This is BTS Alex.
Come around.
There he is.
This is the man live in the flesh.
Watch out here. Get
your hands to me. There it is.
BTS Alex.
Any words you would like to say?
What a lovely man.
You ran the show for 51 weeks.
Or 52. Well, it will be 52.
Is it 52 weeks later?
Yeah. Kidding, guys. Final words?
Two mics, eh?
Adios.
Adios!
It would have been so good if he went,
I'm not fucking leaving.
Surprise!
Well, thank you for that face reveal, Alex.
Alex worked with us for an entire year. And now we have season two coming up, which is going to be really exciting for the fellas.
Season two.
But we have a massive announcement on the 26th.
Yeah.
So you got to watch that. I'll be watching. Will you be watching is the question.
I think the whole world will be watching. The whole world will be watching, and particularly the UK scene will be very interested.
You need to tune into that podcast. It's going to blow your rocker off. Mm-hmm. We've got a new bloke coming in to replace Alex.
But will he be as good as Alex? He's got
absolutely
some big boots to fill.
He's got big boots to fill.
He's been sitting there enjoying himself the whole time.
So... towards the end of every podcast where we like to do Becketh.
What?
I feel like that would be your name back in...
At the end of the podcast, we do Becketh.
1820s.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
18 Becketh.
Sir, yeah, I think Becketh. Rebecca.
Lady Becketh.
Rebecca.
Jemez.
What is your real name is obviously Rebecca...
My name is boring. It's Rebecca Amy James.
Rebecca James.
Rebecca James.
Shit, that is boring.
That is a shit name.
So boring.
Mine's boring.
Helen, what were you thinking? Love you, but what were you thinking?
Nothing boring about Chippo Crimes. That's quite cool.
No, that is too. That is too.
I love it. You call each other Crimes. I know. Well, you call them Crimes.
Crimea Rivers.
Crimea River. All right, here we go. So at the end of every podcast, we usually do relationship advice, but yes, today we decided to pull up on a little remix on these fools.
It's the remix.
And we asked for everyone's favorite encounter they've had with a YouTuber.
Amazing.
So the wonderful fellas and felitas that watch our podcast.
Inclusive.
I've come in clutch here. So let's get in with numero uno. Are you all right?
This is
going
to be so funny.
Just get scared that that's not recording.
Nah, it is, bro. Don't be BTS. Bro, I'm going. All right, here we go. So this is a Felita, and her name is, we keep every story anonymous, so just give her her name.
Saskia.
Saskia. Wow, that, we actually haven't had a Saskia before.
Saskia. I just think that's the funniest thing.
Sounds, anyways, hi, I love the podcast. I previously worked at the O2 as a cocktail bartender. Ooh. Okay, funky. The job was the worst, and I used to hate doing special events. The worst was when I met Ollie White with his girlfriend, and some of his friends, like Jack Maynard, were also there.
Lord above.
they had promotional tickets for the Jingle Bell Ball and had unlimited food and drinks. What is the Jingle
Lovely.
Bell Ball?
That's like Summertime Ball. You know the Summertime Ball, Capital Summertime Ball?
Oh, it's a Capital. Yes. Oh, yes.
The Christmas
one. Actually, I've heard of this, yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad I'm here. Like,
the event had arranged a set menu of cocktails that all had musical themes. Due to this, we had only certain ingredients prepped and didn't prepare our bar as we normally would. The fact he wouldn't get the cocktail of his choice and had to choose from one of about 10 different ones, cocktails, was not good enough, and he caused a scene. None of us at the time knew who he was, and this only... and this only made it worse, as I think he expected to be treated specially, as he thought he was a major celeb. No, if I hated working those sort of events before, he made it even worse. I do believe he said, "Don't you know who I am?"
Oh my god! Oh my god! Stop it! I have the best story to follow this.
Okay, go on.
Oh my god! Stop! The way you just said that shook me to the core. All my viewers know exactly about this story. I was literally somewhere in the city, like 2015. I ended up going to one of the YouTube parties. I didn't have a channel at the time, really. Yeah. I had like 1K.
Yeah.
I was trying my bits, you know, doing it. I ended up walking down the stairs. Who's walking up at the same time? And I was a little bit drunk, and I like barged into him.
Of course.
And he said the words, "Sorry, do you know who I am?"
No.
And it stuck.
Wait, Ollie White.
On God.
Oh, no. Sweat.
And it stopped. I was literally 18, 17 at the time. And I went, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." And the girl who was with at the time was like, "I'm really sorry. Like, he's a little bit drunk." Oh my God. She said the exact same word.
No way.
I swear. Before you could even say that, I would have said those words.
That is phenomenal.
That is so mad.
Yeah. Anyways, there we go. All right, look, Ollie, bro. Like, you were caught lacking on these ones. But you know what? I personally believe in character development. And I like to think...
But he hasn't...
That he's probably not like that anymore.
Maybe. But it has been a while, and now he's still done it.
Well, I don't know when I don't know when this was.
Well, Ollie White, if you're watching, love ya.
Yeah.
I know who you are now.
All right, here we go.
That's mega, that. Wow.
All right. Okay, well, this guy from a fella here, his name?
Chip Paul.
Paul. Paul said... the one time he met Cal, he was trying to escape the Dave concert in Brixton. Was jokes. Was nice enough to take a photo. However, keep up the great work. See, this is why I bet Alex the big bucks. You know, he puts in the good ones.
You nice him up. You nice him up.
Yeah, I love that from you, Alex. yeah, I was probably trying to get out of Brixton pretty quickly at night time, to be fair. So next up, we have got a another fella. His name is.
It is. Let me think of a good one. It is Russell.
Russell. Russell said,
Russell
said, I met the Nelk boys in the VIP section of a club in Dublin. Okay. They fed me so much drink that I ended up telling Bradley Martin I could beat him in an arm wrestle. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I arm wrestled him and he obviously beat me. After the arm wrestle, I felt my wrist in excruciating pain. I firmed it to try to look like a boss, but the next morning I got it checked and discovered my wrist was broken.
Bradley Martin's broken his
and
wrist.
And at the end, fuck Bradley Martin.
Bro,
that is unreal.
You can't make that up. That's so true.
Do you reckon Bradley Martin just gone and done smashed his hand down as hard as he could.
That is so
good. Oh, no.
Wow.
Good story.
Fair enough, Bradley Martin. Look, a fan challenged him, and the fan got what he wanted. Yeah. And not only that, but he got a story to tell.
Yeah. He got a souvenir.
Got a broken wrist.
He did. He did. Okay, here we go. It's another one. This one, a fella.
It's got to be Scotty.
Scotty boy says.
These are the outrageous names in a weird way.
Scotty.
They're all like white boys that sound like they're in a band. Huh?
Anyways, here we go. Metlux at Calix at a 2016 pop-up. Complimented the music choice. It was Devlin's album. I was waffling about how good it was, and he was just like, yeah, someone else put this on. All right, that's fair enough.
Wait, what?
I don't really get that last one, but we've got another one. Here we go, and it's my turn to choose this fellow's name, and I'm going to go with Rashid.
Nice.
Rashid said...
Ooh, shout out.
Jay and Ramel from TGF did a huge hide and seek in Birmingham.
They did that video. That was insane.
Me and my mate searched for them for hours. People were searching for them on top of buildings, climbing up fire escapes, anything you can think of. In the end, my first interaction with a YouTuber was me watching them crawl out of a drain in an abandoned warehouse covered in mud. They then got swarmed by thousands of people, at which the point the police detained them. I did see that, actually.
Yeah, it was crazy.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Drain's a good spot. That? Drain's a good spot.
Yeah, they literally they hid in this abandoned warehouse. That was a sick video, but I'm pretty sure they're just not allowed to do videos like that anymore because it caused like such. I think it's something like inciting a riot. Although it's not a riot, it's something like that.
They also did it good timing because it was at the same time that they did the your favorite Summer in the City at winter. So it was like Whitsy, they called it.
Okay.
And
sounds class.
So all the YouTube fans were in Birmingham anyway.
Oh
yeah, so they did that.
So they
that
timed
day.
It like that.
Timed
wow.
it class. So all the Whitsy was empty.
Yeah,
no one's gone there because we're all doing hide Jay and seek. Yeah. I'm good at hide and seek. I always hide behind the curtains.
I always need a wee when I play with hide and seek.
That's where you got to take a cup with you.
Oh, that's hardcore.
Yeah,
that's festival.
Have you ever pissed in a cup?
Yes.
You know, you strike me as a woman that probably does that quite frequently for some reason. I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't take it personally.
I pissed in a cup at the Isle of Wight Festival a couple of weeks ago. Uh-huh. Just couldn't be walking to those toilets.
Yeah.
Long. It was 6 a.m. I went, there's no way.
You ever drank your piss after you pissed?
Oh, fucking
no,
off.
I've never done
no,
that.
No, but that's, like, you do that if you're in survival mode.
I don't want
to. No. There was drinks around, so I was okay. But
you were okay. I just wanted to make sure of that.
Yeah, no, I haven't done that.
You haven't, okay. Let's get back to this anyways. Here's a funny one. I once met Chip a few years ago at... Crepe City? Is that an event? He was with Will and E. I asked for a photo and he kindly said yes. My friend who was taking the photo was so shaky, nervous I suppose, he dropped the phone. He took so long to pick it up, Chip walked off and I never got the pic to this day.
I swear.
Chip, how can you do that, bro?
I'm so nice to people when I meet them, so I'm not sure what has happened here. There has to be more to it.
Taking a picture.
There has to be more. I probably thought that the picture was done or something. Because I would never just like leave someone without a pic.
Do you know Chewy the Sea?
Yes. My friend.
She's just as clumsy as she is on camera, off camera. This viewer comes up to her at Summer in the City, takes a picture, and Chewy was holding it. She just drops the phone, smashes into smithereens. No. The phone's gone.
No.
And she was like, Becky, what should I do? And I was like, gee, what the fuck?
You got buy a new one.
So what did she do? Did she just say sorry about that? Did she buy a new one?
She gave her some merch.
Oh my God.
Fuck me.
Oh my God, the girl was lovely.
Broke her phone and gave her, it's all right, it's horny.
There's
a fruit and a loom on it.
Fuck sake.
I've never been like, I can't help you. I can't help you.
That is hilarious.
Shit, man.
Fruit of the loom. Love you guys.
Yeah.
Soft as hell.
Yeah, we love a little Gildan and all that.
We love a little Gildan special. All right, here we go.
Your merch, Fruit of the Loom.
No, they're not from it.
No, they're Gildan, actually, mate.
Is he Gildan?
I was on a train to Wembley for the Aston Villa versus City Cup final just before lockdown.
No way.
Who walks on the train and sits just in front of me? Will Ennie.
Oh, that was
I airdropped him a few memes about having a square head and being a dirty Geordie.
That is so good.
This is not the best start to an interaction, okay? He looked bewildered. He was staring people down on the train trying to work out who it was. And I thought the little boy across from him was about to get the experience of a Will and E telling off. He looked around at me and I owned up. After he got off the train, he tweeted a picture of me and threatened to batter my dad.
Is that true? There's a picture of
him. He said, constant notification. This is Will and E's tweet. If you're watching, we will put this up. But Will and E tweeted out saying, constant notifications on the train, made eye contact with the kid in the red, guilty. Chinning him and his dad when they get off.
Can you see the kid in the red?
Let's see. Oh, he sat there with the big puffer jacket, head tucked down. Unreal. Oh, it banged
21k
well.
Likes on that. Will and E is global.
All right, here we go. So this is the final one, and this one was sent in recently. It said, I met Chip once, and he grabbed my arse at work. Also found out he's been reported to the fellas HR multiple times, and that fan is BTS Alex. So great submission from him.
And he got cake on him. Don't say you ain't grabbed it back.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, that is...
Is that the end?
That's the end.
I got one more question.
Oh,
I want the weirdest fan experience you've had.
Right, okay.
Because I feel like that's something to edit on. Right?
Yeah. No, absolutely. That's a great show.
I'm the interviewer here.
That's a good one. I really want a kebab like, so make this one quick.
Right.
Chicken.
My worst fan interaction, and I think I've said it before, was that I'm in a club in Nottingham. And this was a few years back.
Not Nottingham.
I know. It was. What was the name of it? Was it called Ink or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
No one in here went to uni in Nottingham, I don't think. But anyways, I went to a club and I'm in the toilets and I'm on the piss. And by the way, this exact scenario has happened like 3 or 4 times, but I'm just using the Nottingham one as an example. I'm on the piss and I'm at the urinal and a guy looks across and we make eye contact and he goes, no!
Not the gas.
And obviously, it's so much worse when everyone's drunk, right?
Yeah.
He goes, no fucking way. Calfree, no, like that. And I'm still out there. I'm just focusing on getting this final drop of piss out, right? And he pulls out his phone with the camera and starts doing selfie mode like this. Like, Calfree, say something to the camera. Say something for the snap.
No.
And they're like, my knob's out. Put your phone down. And he's like, oh yeah, sorry, man. I forgot. He put it down. And I said, look, man, I have no problem taking a photo with you, but can we please do it outside the toilet? It just looks really weird in here.
Oh, shit.
So that was my weirdest fan interaction.
Yeah.
Damn, you should have windmilled it for him.
Windmilled it, just got it out. Give him the helicopter. Yeah. What about you, Chip?
Off the top of my head, I can't think of anything. But I've got the toilet.
Well,
toilet
I suppose you need to have a fan come up to you in the first place.
There you go. No one gives a... No one cares about me, guys.
Oh, the pick me. The older boy pick me. What about you, Becky? What's the worst fan interaction you've ever had?
I'm not... Do you know what? I'm a small creator, not doing too much.
Oh, give it a rest. Yeah. I know you go to those festivals and you get...
Listen, there can only be one pick me here, right? Okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Fine. Okay, so I'm going to say one, but I'm going to say another one, which is very interesting.
Okay,
so the first one is just me hungover, lying in a field, no makeup on.
Just normally, horrendous. As you do, right? Just in a field.
It was actually at a festival. I probably should have mentioned that. Yeah, festival. And these two boys are just looking down on me going, all right, Bunda. They all call me Bunda. Yeah, honestly, TikTok. Festivals, Bunda, 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 every time I go anywhere.
Is that how people know you?
Yeah, Bunda Bex, Bunda Bex.
Because there was a clip, right?
I think it was...
What was the...
It was Mike's comedy who said it in the Asylum House.
I thought I was thinking something else. Bro, but you might have had your bum out of a festival and the boys are
shouting. No! Oh, yeah.
Why are they saying
but
that?
But also that too, yeah, of course.
No, I
if you got
clip.
It, flaunt it, chap. No, I'm joking. But yeah, no, that.
So people just shouting Bunda Bex
at
you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was, and I was like, not now. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yes. But apart from that, it's probably when I'm buying like weird shit, like girl shit, like pads or something.
Pants.
Tampons.
Tampons. Yeah. Okay, right.
And
then
I was doing self-checkout. This girl stood next to me and was like looking down at what I was buying. And was like, Bambino Becky. And I was like, yes, darling. Nice to meet you.
Picture with the tampons.
Do you want them involved? But... The weirdest one, and this is for someone else, which I think is so interesting.
Right.
We said this on Strong Ones. George Mamulus.
Yes.
So he never gets recognized, obviously.
Yep.
Because Yeah, so we went to this club. He was out with me, Alex, and a couple others, mm-hmm. right? This boy comes running up, flash on. George Mimulus, oh my God, face reveal, George Mimulus filming it. Oh, and I've never seen a boy react so fast in my life. I literally grabbed the phone. I was like, fucking delete, recently deleted. And I was like, no don't way. You dare. Yeah, I was fuming.
So it was and you George that was reacted like, quickly.
Yeah.
You saved him.
I saved his face. I saved George Mimulus' face.
Because ultimately that video is a banger. That is like a 10 million view video for him.
Absolutely.
And he needs to hold on to that. If things ever go south, he can just chuck out a little, like face I had reveal. To shave my hair for my YouTube comeback. All he has to do is the face reveal.
You shaved your head.
Yeah, when I didn't upload that. for 6 months.
All right.
It's grown back.
Yeah, and we got a trim, by the way. I booked as him for a trim before our Thank Jamaica
you.
Holiday. Thank
you. Do you do Thank everything you. Together?
Yeah. Yeah, we do actually.
We shower together.
Bye. We wank together. Not always the last
there
one.
There we are.
There was a long, long silence there.
Thank you guys very much for watching this episode of The Fellas. Now we have our grand finale next Tuesday. Woo. Stay tuned. It's the final episode of the season. We've got a lot in store for you guys on that last one. Bambino Becky, yes. Bex, Bunda Bex, I guess. Whatever you go by, it was an absolute pleasure having you on here.
Yes, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And if any of you guys...
I've had a nice pint with some friends.
If any of you guys do, for some reason, still want to see more of Becky, you can check her channel out in the description below, where she has her Terrible Strong One series that definitely won't get taken down by the original.
She's an alcoholic.
Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.